tonight. Luke chapter 7 and verse number 36, the Bible said, "And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. Behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. Sure. Jesus answering and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath washed my feet with tears, wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Let us pray. Father, thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Thank you, Father, for the privilege to be in your house and with your people tonight. Thank you, dear Lord, for the songs of Zion that's been sung. And Lord, for that you've already done, for just allowing us to assemble ourselves. Thank you that we live in a nation that we have the freedom and the privilege to come, Lord, and assemble ourselves, how to worship you according to the dictation of our heart. Thank you tonight for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for putting me in the family of God. I thank you tonight for every time that you've ever touched me, Lord, and used me to preach. But here I am tonight, Lord, needing help again. I pray, Lord, that you'd fill me, and God anoint me and empower me and enable me and permit me to preach. I pray for just a few moments. You'd strengthen my body and voice, and strengthen me in the inward man that I might preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Illuminate my mind and loose my tongue, Lord, and call to my remembrance the Scriptures, and give me heavenly wisdom and spiritual insight that I might preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Breathe on us afresh and anew, God, and use us as you'd see fit. How to preach, Lord, to men, women, boys, and girls. The truth of the Word of God. Lord, I pray tonight. Lord, that you let me loose out of myself. And let me, Lord, be immersed in your Word and will and way. And give us that tonight. That unction and utterance that we need. I pray you let your message go forth in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. I pray you to awaken sinners to their need of you. I convict them and draw them to you. Open their blinded eyes and stop their deaf ears. And God, trouble their hearts tonight. And let them see themselves as they are tonight. And as they are before you. And God, tonight, and woe and wrong to you. Stir the saints of God. I encourage and discourage, strengthen the weak. I pray tonight. Have those that are called in effort, you convict them. And help them to get right. And they will leave here refreshed and renewed. Have you in each of our lives? Open our hearts tonight and minds to the Word of God and give us obedient spirits that we might obey and be doers of the Word tonight. Have you in every heart and every life. I pray, God, above everything that you get glory to your name tonight. Help us now for Jesus' sake and for the glory of God
and for our good, and we'll bow with our head and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord will help me, out of verse number 38. When the Bible said this woman in the city, who was known to be a sinner, stood at his feet. I want to preach tonight on some things that you'll find at his feet. Some things you can find at his feet tonight. Nowhere else will you find them but at his feet tonight. I'm thankful that he is accessible tonight, and he is approachable. I wonder tonight, how long's it been since you've been at his feet? Oh, I wonder tonight, have you ever been at his feet? Amen. And I trust tonight that God will speak to your heart, and before this meeting closes, you'll find your way to his feet tonight. Amen. Let me say, first of all, salvation is found at his feet. That's the story of this woman. The Bible said there's a man by the name of Simon who was a Pharisee. And this is unusual that a Pharisee would want Jesus to eat with him. Most of the time, Jesus is eating with publicans and sinners. But Simon the Pharisee invites the Lord to come to his house and to eat with him. And so Jesus goes, and naturally the crowd that's around Jesus, those disciples that are following him and others, I go along with him. And so there's a crowd at Simon's house as they sat at the table and my friend eats. And the Bible said while they're sitting there in Simon's house, here comes a woman. The Bible said that she's known in that city as a sinner. And I don't know exactly what her sin is. I'm going to say tonight, according to my thinking, by knowing that she's a sinner, evidently she's some woman of ill repute tonight. Thank God. And everybody in the city knows what she is. She's a known sinner. But here she comes tonight and gets at the feet of the Lord Jesus. I'm glad tonight that when he dines with those that invite him, thank God that he's still got room for those tonight that are sinners that want to come and get around his feet. Hallelujah. I'm glad of that. I'm glad one blessed said tonight while the saints was worshiping, I got around his feet and dining at the table with him. Thank God that I found my way to his feet. And there, thank God, I went my way. Thank God, until he saved my wretched soul. I say tonight, you may be a sinner among us tonight and a stranger. But if you're looking for salvation tonight, just pass your way in this crowd and find him precious to your soul tonight. And well, thank God he's available for us tonight. And then we'll forget. My grandfather and grandmother on my mother's side, I got saved after the Lord called me to preach in 1973. They came the first night that I was preaching. I invited them, didn't know if they'd really come or not. My grandfather gave all kinds of excuses. But I said, just come if you can. They came that night, and I never had to ask them again. They'd always call. I'd find out where I was going to be, and if it was nearby, they'd come to where I was preaching in different places. They both got under conviction. Grandmother got saved at the house. Thank God, one night, I'm praying by her bedside. We was having Saturday night prayer meeting at the church, and they were coming, and we had two or three had testified that night. We'd have the song service, and two or three had testified, and my grandfather stood up right in the middle of service and said, I don't want to hinder your service, but said, I'm a lost man, and I sure would like to get saved. If y'all don't mind, would you come pray for me? Thank God. And he got at his feet that night and got saved. This woman was a sinner in the city. But here she come into the Simon's house and got at Jesus' feet. The Bible said she didn't even come to his face, but she got behind him. Oh, my. And as she stood there at his feet, she started weeping. And she washed his feet with her tears.
And then she took her hair and dried them. And then she had an alabaster box. And she broke it and poured it out on his feet. I'm glad tonight. Thank God if you want salvation. Thank God I know where you can get. How to get it tonight. Hallelujah. You can get to his feet. And so there, as she wept and cried and stood. Now Simon, thank God, imagine in his heart some things about this woman and about the Lord. Now Simon said in his heart, if this man really was a prophet, he would have known who and what manner of woman this was, and he would not have allowed her to touch his feet or to wash his feet. Now Simon's a good Pharisee, and he didn't have no dealing with sinners, and he wouldn't eat with them, and he wouldn't let them touch him. And so he thought that Jesus must not be the prophet, but everybody said he was. I would not have let this woman touch him, because she's a sinner. But I got news tonight. He came in the world to save sinners. Woo! I'm glad he came looking for sinners. And that's the only kind of people he'll save tonight. His sinners. Have you ever been a sinner? Have you ever realized he was a sinner? Has the Holy Ghost ever showed you he's a sinner? Thank God. And then one night I found out I was a sinner. And when I found out I was a sinner, I found out there was a Savior for sinners. And he saved me by his grace. Woo! Amen. And so I hear as this woman and Simon said, now if this man was a prophet, you see there was a litmus test to the Jews had to identify whether a man was a real prophet or not. Now, a lot of men would say, I'm a prophet, but they gave them the litmus test to see if it was true. Hey, and the first thing that a real prophet had to know, if he's really called of God, he had to know who he's talking with or dealing with, and never had met him before. If he didn't know who he was talking with, though he had never been introduced to him, he wasn't a true prophet. And so Simon said, Jesus must not be that true prophet everybody thinks he is. This woman, he didn't know who this woman was, and he wouldn't let her touch him. Hallelujah. But what he didn't know, Simon, was Jesus knew who she was, what she'd done, as well as Simon's own heart. And everybody else except to her.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, first time met Simon Peter, has said, thy name is Simon, but you're going to be changed from being Simon to be Cephas,
right,
which is interpretation of stone.
Yeah.
Philip found Nathanael sitting on the fig tree and said, we found him. He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Right.
He said, won't you come and see for yourself? Nathanael got over there, and Jesus said, behold, an Israelite. Thank God, indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said, how do you know my name? So you, since you never met me, he said, I knew you when Philip called you under the fig tree. And that settled it. He's the prophet.
Amen.
And he knows you tonight.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
I'm glad he does. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I want to say tonight, thank God, he is that great prophet that came in the world.
Sure.
And he not only knew, thank God, who she was, he knew what manner of person she was.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Simon thought he didn't know, but he didn't know. Simon just didn't know he'd come to save sinners.
Right. Amen.
So he said, Simon, I have somewhat to say to thee. And Simon said, Master, say on.
Say on.
Well, I wish church folks would say that today.
That's right.
I wish the religious folks and people would say that today.
Yes, sir.
I wish you in this crowd tonight would say that from your heart. And say to the good Lord, whatever you've got to say to me, say all. I'm listening. I'm all ears. My heart's open. My mind's receptive. Is it tonight? Can you say to the Lord, say on? Whatever you've got to say to me, I'm ready to get it. Do you tonight?
God bless you.
Amen. And he said, well, a certain man had two certain creditor had two debtors. Right. One of the debtors owed him 500 pence, and one just owed him 50.
Amen.
And since they neither one could pay, he frankly forgave them both.
Right.
Now, who do you think would love him the most? Simon said, well, Lord, I'd think it'd be the one who he forgave the most.
Sure.
He said, you rightly judged.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And then he said, Simon, how this woman I know, she's a sinner. But ever since I come in your house, you didn't offer to wash my feet, but she's washed them with her tears. You didn't offer to dry them, but she's dried them with the hair of her head. You didn't offer to anoint my head with oil, but she's poured the ointment on my feet. And her sins, which are many, are forgiven her. In other words, Simon, you're a Pharisee and you don't realize this. You may not be as bad a person as she is, morally. Amen. And you may not have done as much sinfully as she's done. But Simon, though you just owe 50 pence and she owes 500, there ain't neither one of you got nothing to pay with.
God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Now, a lot of folks, thank God, how they'll say, I'm not as bad as so-and-so.
Tell it,
you may not be, but you're as bad off.
Amen.
I'm not as bad as the man on Skid Row. I'm not as bad as the woman of ill repute. I'm not an adulterer, fornicator. I'm not like other folks. I'm not like those in the pen tonight. No, you may not have done what they've done, but you're as bad off, because what you owe, you have no more to pay with. And what they do tonight.
Amen. Amen.
All men are sinners.
Amen.
And none of us can pay tonight.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we must have His forgiveness tonight.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, preacher. Yes, sir.
Thank the Lord. And so, here's Simon. And he's told Simon, her sins, which are many, are forgiven her. And you know he could have let it win at that.
Sure.
And it had been done. Oh, Lord. Well, I'm glad tonight he saved me. He didn't tell my daddy. And tell my daddy to tell me. I'm glad he didn't tell the pastor and tell the pastor to tell me. I tell some saint, hallelujah, and tell him, hallelujah. I thank God when he got through telling Simon what he had done, he looked at that woman and said, thy sin,
oh, yes,
be
yes,
forgiven
yes,
thee.
Amen.
Woo!
Good.
Hey, I saw it when it happened. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can't talk me out of it tonight. It wasn't an angel told me. Thank God it wasn't a saint told me. Thank God but the blessed Holy Ghost of God. And a witness, thank God. Bear witness with my spirit that I became a son of God. I don't know it cause you know it. I know it cause he let me know it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Thank God.
Woo!
Bless his name. Hallelujah.
Yeah. I will come back home at the end of the week.
The Holy Ghost confirmation.
And get a call next week and somebody say, our truth, First Congregation Methodist Church disbanded. They met here on Sunday. Toby Powers, the pastor, got up and said, there's nothing to what went on around here last week. There's been nothing to what went on around here ever since we started and organized. Thank God. And everybody in agreement said, that's right. And everybody went to the house and thank God and said, there's nothing to it. It grieved my heart and break my heart and I'd cry. But it wouldn't change what God done for me.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Because I was there when it happened. And he's the one who spoke forgiveness to my heart.
Right.
I'm glad.
Yes,
thank God. And I'm glad I got at his feet and I found salvation. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Are y'all against Tuesday night fits? That's about what I'm that glad to have. Thank God right here. Thank God stop before and shout around a while. Because I've been there. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I know
yes.
what it's like. And when he reached down this soul of mine and forgive me of my sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I've been over two or three times. I've been joined the church. I sung in the youth choir. I held devotion. But one blessed night, I got at his feet. And when I got there, I found forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
For my sin, I found blessed assurance.
Yes, sir.
And blessed peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he told me so. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
Well, somebody sitting at the table said, well, who's this fellow going to start forgiving sin now?
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, who's this fellow in here?
Yeah.
Thank God. That ain't forgiven, see? Same thing was said when the four bore the man up on the roof and dropped him in as they tore the tiling off the roof. And he said, son, thy sins be forgiven me. And the crowd said, why, this man blasphemed. Who can forgive sin but God?
Right. Amen.
Jesus knew their faults. And he said, would it have been easier for me to say, son, thy sins be forgiven me, than say, rise, take up thy bed and walk? But he said that you might know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin.
Amen.
He said, rise, take up your bed and walk. And that's exactly what he did. And he's still got that power tonight.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
Now, he told her sin were forgiven, but she heard the cry just like he did. Said, who can forgive sin? So he gave her a little assurance. And he said, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace.
Hallelujah.
Faith hath made you whole. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad for that, aren't you? So I want to say tonight, salvation can be found at his feet. And nowhere else.
Amen. Amen.
Have you ever got at his feet for salvation? Somebody said, I went to altar. You go to the altar 10,000 times and never get to his feet and never be saved.
Amen.
Somebody said, I went to the baptismal pool or the pond or the creek or the river. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. You could go, hey, come till he baptize you. Hey, man, I'll never tadpole. Knows your name. And it will not save you.
Amen.
You will not get salvation.
Right.
How do you get like this woman, a broken heart, a repentant spirit,
yes,
and come at his feet? And his feet is the only place how that sins are forgiven.
Amen.
And salvation is wrong.
Right. Yes, sir. Preacher.
It's only at his feet.
Sure, it's right.
Not only did the sinner woman find salvation's feet, but I think Ruth found it at his feet.
Right.
In Ruth chapter 3, Naomi said, go down tonight and watch where Boaz winnows the barley.
Right.
And then after he gets to winning the barley, well, let me back up just a minute. Where did he do it at? At the threshing floor.
Right.
Now, Boaz was a mighty man of wealth, and he had a lot of folks working for him.
Yes,
but when it come to threshing the wheat or winnowing the barley, he done it himself. He didn't put it in nobody else's hands. I'm telling you that, I can't save you.
Right.
And neither can any other preacher
or
any other church member. God reserves that for himself.
Amen. Amen. That's right,
preacher.
Yes, sir.
Good. Amen.
Amen.
And it's more repeating this prayer after me.
Hey,
God. It's between you and God.
Right.
And God will not save you till he accepts your repentance.
Yes, sir. Amen. Preach it right. Yes.
And I don't know when you repent it, only he does. So I can't give you no assurance.
God bless you.
He'll have to do it.
Right. Amen. You're preaching right. He will do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How too many folks today, like the old fella in the streets of Garnetville, an old preacher by the name Bob Isbell. And he's dead now, been dead a long time. But one day out on the streets of Garnetville, here come a fella, he's drunk. And he is staggered. He was walking on one side of the street, and Brother Bob Isbell was walking on the other side of the street. And he seen him, and he said, hey there, Brother Bob. He stumbled and staggered across the street. He said, don't you remember me, Brother Bob? Brother Bob said, I'm sorry, I don't reckon I do. He said, oh yeah. I said, I'm one of your converts. I'm one of them you saved some time back. He said, you look like somebody I saved. Hey, man. I'm telling you, he reserves that for himself.
Amen. Amen.
He does the same.
Yes, he does. Amen.
It's between you and him tonight.
Right. Amen. Amen.
That ain't what I think. It's what him and you know about.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Now I hear all over again, thanks to him, they just accept Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, salvation's more than you accepting him.
Right.
It's him accepting you.
Sure it is. Amen. Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Somebody said, all I have to do is read a verse and believe it. Honey, it takes more than that. Thank God. Your heart's got to be broken under Holy Spirit conviction. And God has to draw you to himself. And you have to give up everything and fall in love with him.
Amen. Amen.
This woman had left the land of her nativity. Thank God she left it all behind. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. And now she's going to the threshing floor.
Right. Amen.
And that's where he saves it, at the threshing floor. Right. He'll beat all the chaff off of you.
Yes, sir.
Hey. He'll knock all the pride and rebellion out of you before he ever saves you.
God bless you. Amen. Right.
Amen. And when we said now, after he's winnowed that barley, after he separated the grain from the chaff, and after he's eaten and drunk, mark the place where he lays down.
Right.
And she marked the place. And she said, when he's asleep, uncover his feet and lay
Amen.
Softly at his feet.
Amen.
But often. Right. But when he wakes up, you talk to him.
Right.
And so she marked the place, and Boaz, sometime after midnight, realized he had a bad dream and realized somebody's at his feet. By the way, she ain't at his feet.
Right. Yes.
Demanding him do something. She's just laying there till he'd move.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You hear me tonight? Somebody said, I'm going to bombard heaven. You don't do that. You just wait till heaven comes to you.
Right.
Get in that position. Hallelujah. I believe that's right.
Amen. That's right.
And she's laying at his feet. And at midnight he has a bad dream and feels somebody's feet and realizes it's a woman. And he said, who art thou? And she said, I'm Ruth, thy handmaid.
Right.
Oh, she said a mouthful and said that. Thank God. I'm your slave. I am your servant.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm your bond slave. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hey, that's what you'll have to get before he'll ever save you.
Right.
Hey, man. Thank God. She said, would you spread your skirt over me? For thou art my kinsman.
Boy,
in other words, I'm a widow.
Amen.
I've got no visible means of support. I've got nobody to protect me. I'm out here all by myself. But would you spread your skirt over me and take over the responsibility for me and take me under your wings and speak to me and provide for me and protect me.
Yes, thank God.
Woo, I remember the blessed day. I asked him to spread his skirt over me.
Yes.
And he said, I will. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Oh, you'll find salvation when you get at his feet tonight.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever been there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you tonight? Well, salvation be found at his feet.
Amen.
That's for you individually. Then I want to say, we can have supplication at his feet.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Supplication, not only in our behalf, but can be in behalf of others.
Sure. Right.
Mark chapter 5, a man named Jairus. Amen. The Bible says that when Jesus came back from the other side of the sea, there met him a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And why did he fall on his feet? Because he said, I got a daughter back at the house that's 12 years old, and she's at the point of death. Would you come and lay your hand on her?
Amen.
And heal her. Jairus got his feet for supplication.
Amen.
I'm telling you tonight, not only can we get his feet for salvation for our soul,
right,
I'm glad we can get his feet in behalf of somebody else.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Jairus was the ruler of the synagogue, but he got his feet.
Amen.
Oh, when the situation got desperate enough, he got dumbo and he got lowly. He got at Jesus' feet and said, I need some help.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, there's a lot of places tonight, but I want to mention another one. And, of course, you know what Jesus did. He started with him. The one this year, blood got healed on the way. She died before they got there. But Jesus said, I don't doubt now. I don't worry now. Just believe me.
Right.
And we'll go wake her. She's not really dead anyhow. She's just sleeping.
Yeah.
When they got there, put all them doubters out.
Right.
Took the two parents and Peter, James, and John. Woke her up, thank God. She woke up. Give her back to his mother. All because Jairus had got at his feet and made supplication.
Amen.
Then I find Mary, the sister of Lazarus, at his feet.
Yes, sir.
John 11:32. The Bible said she fell at his feet. He said, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. There she is at his feet, weeping and crying, begging him to do something. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said a little bit, Jesus wept. So I see Mary down there in that dirt and that dust, and her tears are hitting the feet of Jesus and falling on them sandals, and that dirt and that dust is becoming wet and muddy. And Jesus wants Jesus to do something. And all of a sudden, it seems like there's more tears falling on his feet than hers. And she wonders where they're coming from, and she looks up and over his chin. And over his cheeks are tears running down.
Amen.
And his tears get mingled with her tears. And when that happens, I want to tell you something else. Business is fixing to pick up.
Amen. Amen.
Whoa! You never touch him. For the fear of your infirmity. And he starts weeping and crying with you. That's why God something fixing to take place. Woo! Why is the faith been dead 4 days and was speaking by now? But when she got in supplication and Jesus speaks, it touched his heart. He wept and he walked right out and raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, there's some supplication can be had at his feet. The modern church of our day has forgot how to pray. We forgot what it is to make supplication to God. Granny women and grandpa men prayed their boys off the battlefield. Hallelujah. But we've lost the art today. Amen. And I'm telling you, we need to learn again how to lay at his feet. And listen, and learn, hallelujah, and weep before him, and tell him about our families, and tell him about our neighbors, and tell him our situation, and make supplication of that. How long's it been since you've been at his feet? Weeping and crying and praying for somebody. Not only salvation at his feet, supplication can be found at his feet, and I want to say serenity can be found at his feet. Serenity. Peace of mind. Oh, yeah. Sound mind. One chapter over. Oh, yeah. Jesus gets off the boat after a great storm, and there's a wild man comes running to me. Jesus said, what is thy name? And the legions or the devils inside of that man answer, we're a legion because we're many. Had many devils, and they said, you've come to torment us before our time. We pray you let us depart into the swine that's feeding over there. Jesus permitted them to go in the herd of swine. And 2,000 head of hogs was over there being tended to. And they all, when the devils got in them, ran down off of a cliff and were choked in the sea.
Right.
That is the demon. Or that is the pig. The hog. Not the demon.
Right.
Demons don't drink. But the pig said, we can't live with these demons inside of me, driving us crazy.
Yeah.
And he had so many inside of him that he drove 2,000 head of hog crazy. Wild man, nobody contained him, dwelt among the tomb, cut himself of stones and cried. Nobody wanted to pass by that man for fear of that man. Oh, my. But when Jesus got through and cast them demons out of him, the Bible said in verse 35, the next time we see that man, he's sitting at the feet of Jesus. He's clothed and he's in his right mind.
Amen.
I want to tell you tonight, this world will drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Pressure of these days, the cares of this life, the seeing around, thank God, of the antichrist spirit that's in these days, will drive you absolutely wild and crazy today.
Amen. You're right.
Thank God for some serenity in here.
Amen.
Several years ago, I got up and I didn't pray that morning. I just turned on the radio for a prayer. Then I got the national news and international news, and I got the local news, state news, and local news. By the time I got to listen to what all they had to tell me, I was in a mess. When I went over yonder and found again the place at his feet and got to praying, and I checked in with heaven, and I found out heaven's still just like it always was, and God wasn't nervous or quitting his sons or upset about anything at all, and I found some serenity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, this world will drive you crazy. Some folks got just enough religion to make them crazy. But I'm telling you, for real serenity and peace of mind, find you a place at his feet. And he'll give you sound mind. He'll give you peace in your heart. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He'll settle you.
Yes, he will. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's right.
And you can just smile when the storm comes.
That's right, Mr.
Because you found peace in his.
Amen.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Amen.
You may be here tonight and the storm's bothered you. You may be here tonight and sin and situations have upset you out of the point you can't hardly trust God tonight. Why don't you again bow at his feet and ask him to settle your mind again?
Yes, sir.
Let you think on heavenly things for a while.
Amen.
Salvation's at his feet, supplication's at his feet, serenity's at his feet, and service is at his feet.
Amen.
These same two women, Martha and Mary, in Luke chapter 10. Had invited Jesus home to eat. The Bible said in verse 39 that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Martha was cumbered about much serving. And finally she said, Lord, why don't you bid my sister to serve with me? Why will you let me serve alone?
Right.
Jesus said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and cumbered, or troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. There's more to serving rather than pots and pans. More to serving God than just outward things. I'll tell you, if all you got's going to church on Sunday and Sunday night and Wednesday night, if all you got's an outward show and no inward possession, you're in bad shape.
Amen. Amen.
Serving God starts with sitting at His feet and
Amen.
Hearing His words.
Amen.
That's the good part. That's the needful part. That's the necessary part.
Amen.
Oh, not to say we shouldn't go to church of the Lord, not to live and do things. Hey, talk for the Lord and be witness to others and serve others. But we cannot serve others until we serve at His feet.
Amen. Amen.
Are you serving at His feet?
God bless
Mary
you.
Chose the good part.
God bless you. Amen.
Let me say, secondly, I find her again in John 12. And she's brought a box of spikenard.
Right.
Costly ointment.
Yes, sir.
And she's broke it. And it fills the whole house. Everybody can smell it. I want to tell you something. When you serve God, you don't have to wear a name tag or a bumper sticker or tote a flag.
You're right. Amen.
Hallelujah. If you really serve Him, everybody will smell it.
You're right. Amen.
Everybody in the house will know if you're serving
Sweet
Him or not.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. And let me say this, because you serve Him, it won't smell sweet to everybody. It didn't to Judas. It smelled bad to him. He said, "Why, Lord, this was worth 300 pence. That's about a year's wages. This box of ointment you had was a year's wages for a poor man. And we ought to have took this box of ointment and sold it for 300 pence and then give it to the poor." But he wasn't interested in the poor. And he wasn't interested in the box on him.
You're right.
And he wasn't interested in the Savior.
Right.
But he carried the bag. He was the treasure, in other words.
Amen.
And on top of that, he is a thief.
Amen.
He is a siphoning off his part of it. So if there's more in the bag, he got more in his pocket.
That's right.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Amen.
Well, I could preach for a while, I guess. But I don't know how you folks in Georgia feel. I want to tell you how our United States government declared war on poverty in the days of Lyndon B. Johnson, and they spent trillions of dollars since then how to try to raise men out of poverty. And they didn't do it because they're interested in getting folks out of poverty. They're doing it so they could siphon their part off.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth.
You're right. Yes, sir.
You see, more goes in the pot, more they get out.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Besides, you'll never eradicate the poor out from among you. Jesus said the poor you always have with you. Set it right here. He'll always be around. Well, listen to me tonight. Thank God, and we're not out of poverty now. No, sir. Thank God, and it's not helped. It's just made things worse. I'm telling you tonight. God help us. But this little woman named Mary was doing her part. She was serving the Lord. Jesus looked at Judas and said, "Let her alone.
Yes, amen.
She's done what she could.
She served in what manner she could. Have you tonight? Are you serving at His feet? Are you doing what you can? She did. He said, what she's done it against the day of my burial.
Amen.
So let her alone. Are you serving tonight? At His feet. Lastly, and I'm through. Not only will you find salvation at His feet, supplication at His feet, serenity at His feet, service at His feet, but I find a Samaritan at His feet. Luke 17. The Bible said, as Jesus in verse 12 entered a certain village, there met Him 10 lepers which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices. And they cried and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Leprosy put them outside the village and they had to stand afar off and cry unclean. I want to tell you, if you'll ever cry unclean to the Master, you're getting ready to get cleaned up.
Amen.
You keep crying clean, you'll stay unclean.
Right.
But the very moment you'll start crying unclean, you're getting ready to get cleaned up.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Jesus said, when they cried, have mercy on us, go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses said for your cleansing.
Right.
All 10 of them headed back down to the high priest. And on the way, one of them stopped. Looked up his sleeve. Looked inside of his shirt. Looked at them hands. Looked down his legs and feet. He said, I'm clean. Turned around and made a run back to where Jesus was. And the Bible said when he got to where Jesus was, he fell on his face.
Right.
At his feet.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, I just wanted to tell you, I appreciate you coming by today. And I appreciate you cleaning me up.
Amen.
Cleansing me from my leprosy. Had you not have come by and had mercy on me, I'd have died in this shame.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank God.
Jesus said, were there not 10 cleansed?
Yes.
But were there?
Amen.
Has just this one turned back to give me praise?
Amen.
And he being a Samaritan.
Amen.
I wonder how long it's been since you got at his feet.
God bless you.
And didn't ask him for one thing.
God bless you.
You made no request whatsoever.
Amen.
You filed no complaint.
God bless your heart.
You gave him no shopping list.
God bless you.
But you just bowed at his feet and said, Lord,
amen.
I want to tell you, I thank
amen.
You. And I praise you for the day you cleaned me up.
Amen.
For coming by my way. For had you not come by, I'd have forever been a leper or a sinner. Are you hearing me tonight? I tell you, we need to spend some time at his feet tonight. Sometimes just thanking him, just praising him, just worshiping, and just being grateful for what he's done.
Hallelujah.
How long's it been?
Amen.
Can you even get to his feet without asking for something?
Hallelujah.
We're so prone and so programmed to ask. But we ought to say thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We ought to say, I praise you tonight.
Amen.
Oh, bless the day you cleaned me up. I wonder if there's anybody around here in this building tonight I'd like to give his feet one more time and say thank you.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You. Lord, you'd be tonight had it not been for the good grace of God. We ought to get to his feet tonight. Everybody stand, please. I'm through preaching. I wonder if there's anybody needs to get his feet tonight. Do you need to be a Samaritan? Well, you're a sinner tonight needing salvation. Why don't you get his feet? There's somebody like Jairus' daughter in your family tonight that's at the point of death. And they're needing the healing touch and the helping touch of the Savior. Why don't you get at his feet tonight and make supplication for him tonight? Huh? What about it? Has the world drove you crazy? Has circumstance and situations lately so boggled your mind that you've lost that peace that you ought to have? Why don't you bow tonight and say, Lord, give me some serenity. Give me some peace of mind. I'm at your feet. How long has it been since you just bowed at his feet to serve? Would you not come tonight? He said, Lord, I've not been serving like I ought to. I've been riding the pots and pans like Martha. But I hadn't been sitting laying at your feet listening to your word. What do you need to do tonight? Do you just need to get his feet and thank him? Whatever you need, sinner, will you come? If you need to be saved, say to God. If you need to pray, you come. While we sing.
On a hill called Calvary, Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me. Carried the cross all the way, my sins to
there are some fall. Things that can only be found at his feet.
Then they nailed
will you offer yourself
to
tonight
cross,
and bow at his feet?
Pain and the Lord
while these are praying, have you been honest?
Because
have you been honest with yourself? Do you need to pray tonight?
Because he loved me, my Savior died.
Have you been at his feet lately?
Crucified.
In the last day or two, week or two, month or two, how long has it been since you just got at his feet?
Oh, praise his dear name, he loved me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know. He suffered it all because
he
loved
me.
Then they carried
would you offer yourself tonight
away,
and bow at his feet?
Placed him in a lonely grave. Surely they thought that they had seen the end of this man. But on that third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away. He rose from the dead.
He's accessible.
He loved me.
He may be set in Simon's house.
Because
at Simon's table.
Me,
but there's room at his feet for you tonight.
On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known.
Oh, would you like to bow one more time?
He loved me so.
And say, thank you, Lord.
I am his, he's mine, I know.
What you need tonight?
He suffered it all.
Would you take your place at his feet tonight?
Because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On a cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known.
Repent, ask him to save you tonight.
Oh, praise his dear name, he loved me so.
Simon, submit, surrender to him.
I know he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died.
On a cross, was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known.
Listen. Oh, praise his dear name, he loved me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know. Amen. Just cause he loved me.
Because he loved me. Because he loved me.
Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was
you can be a different man when you get to his
feet.
No was a different man.
Man.
You be a different woman, a different boy, a different girl.
Oh, praise his dear name. He loved me so. Now I am his. He's mine, I know. He suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his dear name, he loved me so. Now I am his, he's mine, I know. He suffered it all because he loved me.
Because he loved me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I say tonight, you'll either bow at his feet or fall at his feet.
Amen.
You don't bow in this world, you'll fall at his feet in the world to come. John the Revelator said in Revelation 1:17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead.
Amen.
Just to hear his appearance.
Amen.
We'll make you lifeless tonight.
Right.
Every knee will bow, every tongue confess.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Every knee.
Amen.
Going to get at his feet. Fall at his feet.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you won't have to command it. It'll just, his presence will demand it.
Amen.
It'll just happen.
Right.
I'm just going to get used to getting at his feet here.
Amen.
And then one blessed day, when I see him, I'll be so used to being at his feet. It'll just feel comfortable at home to bow one more time.
Yeah.
When I bow that time, well, I'll have to hurry. Did nobody call me and say you need to do this?
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Thank God. Yeah, bless
him. Just to kiss those darling feet. Nail pierced feet.
Yes.
Say thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Kiss those darling feet that walk the seashores of Galilee and the dusty trails of this earth.
Amen.
To redeem my fallen soul.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, when I bow at his feet, it'll be sweet. Oh, my.
Yes.
I'm glad every time he's letting me get at his feet.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to the other times.
Yeah.
I'll be able to get
at his feet.
God, go ahead.